due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will be held remotely and open to the public by following the instructions on the agenda. We start off with our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag
of the United States of America, to the Republic, which stands,
one
nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Steve Rice's longstanding policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this particular scheduled meeting sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 4th. In each instance, the date, time, and location is applied to the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call. Council members Birdsall?
Present.
Catalano?
Here.
Keeler?
Present.
Lamia? Lexstein?
Here.
And Mayor Kelly's on the call. All right, so far we're missing Kevin and John, I believe. I don't know if anyone wants to shoot them a text. All right, first up, we will have remarks from the audience. Again, if you are calling in from the public and you wish to be heard, just state your name, your address, and you have up to 3 minutes to address the governing body. Is there anybody on the call who would like to be heard? Last call, anybody? Anyone like to be heard? All right, moving on to the consent agenda. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve the items on the consent agenda?
So move.
I'll make that motion.
Right. Council member Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Keeler?
Catalano.
What's that?
Did Dak, did you answer your vote?
Yes.
All right. And Lexstein?
Yes.
All right, again, and I know some of us have to be on. Anyone who's on the call, and if you're not speaking, please mute your computer because we're getting some feedback here. Thank you. All right, we'll move on to ordinances.
Just one question, Mayor. I thought earlier John Lamia was talking. I thought he was here.
Hi, John, are you on the call?
John texted us that he's sorry he's not making tonight's meeting.
Oh, all right. Who said John from Florida?
John Schwartz.
Oh, Schwartz is on the call.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, thank you. Hello, John.
Hey, Jack. And John had no snow shoveling to worry about today or yesterday.
No.
All right, on to ordinance number 1, 2021, calendar year 2021. Ordinance to exceed the municipal budget appropriation limits and to establish NJSA 40A 40-45.14. And so what our CFO, Mike Bascom, spoke to at the last council meeting. Would anyone like to make a motion to open a public hearing on this ordinance?
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Second.
All right, council members Booker.
Yes.
Catalano.
Yes.
Keeler.
Yes.
And Lexstein. Mark.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Would anybody like to be heard on this ordinance?
I'll make a motion to close the public question.
All right. Thanks, Mark.
Good question.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Is that the same thing that we do every year? Like the emergency? Okay. That's it.
Thank you, Councilman Schwartz.
Yeah.
He's never used it.
He's a standard today.
I'll renew my motion to close the public session.
Second.
All All right, Councilmember Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Mueller?
Yes.
Lepstein?
Yes.
All right, would somebody like to make a motion to adopt Ordinance 1-2021?
I'll make that motion, Mayor.
All right, Mark?
I'll second it.
Thanks, Jack. Councilmembers Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Mueller?
Yes.
Lepstein?
Yes.
All right, that motion's been adopted. On to individual action. Okay, so we have two resolutions coming up that would, I think we have, you know, I spoke to our board administrator today, and I guess I'll give the floor to our attorney to address this, give us an update on this. Roger, would you like to speak to this before we take any action?
Sure, just briefly, Mayor, at the last meeting, Council adopted the two resolutions pertaining to the Mad Hatter, number 33 and number 34, subject to my review of the financing documents that were referred to at that meeting. As I've advised the council, I was not able to approve those loan documents for a number of reasons, and there's been no proof of initial funding that's been provided to us, despite the fact that we've been asking for it for the past week or 10 days. So we'll discuss it in more detail at the workshop meeting next week, but my recommendation is that we adopt this resolution to rescind what was done at the last meeting, and then carry 33 and 34 to your next public meeting of February 16th.
All right, anybody have any questions for Roger, or should we go ahead and proceed?
Roger, just to make very clear for the record, we've heard absolutely nothing in response to your request from the principals of the Mad Hatter or their attorney. Is that accurate?
That is accurate, Councilman Lepstein. We've heard nothing.
Okay. I mean, I don't like that, and so I will make the motion to adopt the resolution 45-2021.
I'll second.
Members Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Mueller?
Yes.
Lepstein?
Yes. Regretfully, I mean, they're not on the call. I noticed the Kellys aren't even on the call tonight, which kind of bothers me also. So.
All right, so I think Roger suggested we make a motion to carry resolutions 33 and 34 to the workshop.
I'll make that motion, Mayor.
Second.
All right, Council Members Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Mueller?
Yes.
And Lexine?
Yes.
All right, on to vouchers in the amount of $1,075,144.85. Would anyone like to make the motion to approve this voucher list?
Don't move.
Exactly. All right, thanks, Mark. Councilmembers Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Jack, did you say yes?
Yes.
All right, Lexine?
Yes.
All right, voucher list is approved. All right, so we are already on to mayor and council committee comments. So is there anybody on a governing body who would like to make any comments as they relate to your committee?
If I can, I'll just they're not necessarily my committees, but I just want to really thank Public Works, OEM, the police department, the fire department, everyone who did a tremendous job yesterday and today to get this town clean. I think you guys did incredible, and they deserve a lot of credit. Additionally, there came to my knowledge that there was a problem with Nixle in the town, wherein a lot of the residents apparently who have signed up for Nixle in the past are no longer getting text messages. They're only getting emails, if they're getting emails at all. We're not exactly sure what the problem is. I've reached out to the NICSL representatives. I've yet to receive a response, but we're on top of it, and we will figure out what the problem is, because it's obviously essential that we do get 100% effectiveness with the NICSL, otherwise it lacks the point. I know I get my NICSLs. I think a lot, most, probably everybody on our council probably gets their NICSLs, but apparently there are a lot of people in the town who don't, so we're trying to correct the problem. But otherwise, I just want to sincerely thank all of our employees for the tremendous job they did during this storm, because it meant a lot to the town.
All right, thanks, Mark. Yeah, we all agree with you, and thanks for the update on NICSL.
Mayor.
Yes.
I would just, I'm sure others saw the emails from Joe. Our meetings yesterday, as far as the budget hearings and et cetera, was postponed for obvious reasons. I don't know, Joe, you have an update as far as a reschedule or a timeline?
Well, Mike's on the call. Mike, you were going to give us a couple dates. Any idea?
Yes, I will. I mean, it'll probably be late next week or early the following week. So I know I have Friday the 12th open, and then probably between the 15th and the 18th, 19th, I'll have a few dates open. So I'll send you the list of dates available, and you can get back to me with which you prefer.
All right, Mike,
thanks. Could you copy Chris as well, Michael, and she can disseminate that to the council for, we'll see who can, a majority.
Sure. I'll take a look right now while we're here.
Great. And Mr. Mayor, I just note that Councilman LaMia has joined us.
Oh, sorry, I'm late.
Yeah, we're almost done, John, but it's good to see you.
we're in the middle of mayor and council committee comments, so if there's anything you want to say regarding your committees, feel free to take the floor. Sorry to push on the spot.
That's okay. I did talk to Sam and Jack, and I did talk to Kevin about some of the activities, but we don't really have any progress right now, so we'll just leave it at that right now.
Sounds good. Anyone else have any comments?
Yeah, Mayor, this is Jack. I just want to commend the fire department. They had crews staying over at the firehouse right through the whole storm, and they responded to several calls. So I went down on one of the calls, and it was nasty weather, but they were right there, and they handled it very well. So compliments to the fire department. And I just want to second what Mark said. The police and public works, very good job.
Mayor, if I may, I would just add, I was on my way to Borough Hall today, and passing by the fire house the windows there, I promptly slipped and fell, and I was grateful for our police, for our fire department being there to rescue me in my hour of bruised ego. So I was fine, but again, they were Johnny on the spot and helped me up, and you know, realized it was me, and you know, we had a little chuckle. So, but again, we're on top of things, so it's great.
Yeah, I didn't know about that, Jeff. I'm glad you're doing all right. I didn't know you fell. So I'm glad about that too.
And Mayor, on that point, I should point out, and I don't know if this is why Jeff was on his way to Borough Hall, but if anyone has not gone to Borough Hall and signed their vouchers, which I have not done yet, I understand, Chris, they're all waiting in the council and the conference room to sign.
Yes.
So I will make my way there probably tomorrow morning to sign. And I apologize that I haven't done that yet.
All right. Anyone else on the council want to comment on their committees? All right, sounds good. I'll briefly echo exactly what Jack and Mark said. Was that, as always, our town performed pretty well going through, another standard issue winter storm for us. Snow came in, pretty nasty weather, lots of flooding as expected, but contractors fine a lot, the police, fire, always ready, OEN. No, we're lucky. The Borough Hall does well. So, as always, great job to everybody. Kind of it's not over yet, but another pretty smooth weathering storm. Any other questions or comments from anybody before we we don't have an executive session, so any other comments? Otherwise, we'll go ahead and make a motion to adjourn.
Mayor, I just ordered to Joe and Chrissy the 4 dates. So if you want to review them and let me know what's best. Right now, the 17th is best for me, but I can do a few other dates.
All right, Mike, thanks. We'll take a look at those. I'll look at those tomorrow, and thanks for shooting them over. All right, with that being said, anyone like to make a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I will make that motion.
Second.
All right. Council members Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Mueller?
Yes.
Lomnia?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
All right, thanks for dialing in, everybody. Have a great week, and I'll see you all soon.
All right, good night, everyone.
Awesome, Schwartz. Thanks for joining.